Let's open the service in prayer. Father, we thank you for those that are here today. We thank you for this beautiful day, this Lord's Day, where we can come and worship you. Lord, we have a lot going on today, and we just ask that your hand would be upon each and everything, that you would bless it, and Lord, that you would be glorified in our midst today. We want to dedicate this time to you, and we ask, Lord, that our praise would be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And then, Lord, that you would help us to have a heart to hear your word today, and that we might receive from you as well. Just bless each one, and may they leave here today knowing that it has been good for them to have been in the house of the Lord. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Rex is coming to lead us in worship. Let's enter in this morning.
Before we get started, in Sunday school, we were in Titus, and I don't get there very often, but I found something there that I just thought was really interesting, and asked Pastor if I could read it, and he said, sure. I always like to get permission before I start talking. But it says here, what great men say about the Bible. We, the undersigned students of the natural sciences, desire to express our sincere regret that researchers into scientific truth are perverted by some in our own times into occasion for casting doubt upon the truth and authenticity of the Holy Scriptures. We conceive that it is impossible for the Word of God, written in the book of nature, and God's Word written in Holy Scripture, to contradict one another. Physical science is not complete, but is only in a condition of progress, signed by 800 scientists of Great Britain, and it's recorded in Oxford. So I just thought it was really interesting how the truth can affect people.
Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. He's alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, my Jesus is alive.
Now, we're going to sing it again, but I want everyone to just turn to your neighbors, shake them, give them a hug. Not shake them, but shake their hand, you know, and tell them you love them. We haven't done that in a while, so. Go ahead.
Alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. He's alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, my Jesus is alive. He's alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive, alive forevermore. He's alive, alive, alive forevermore. My Jesus is alive. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive forevermore. Sing hallelujah, sing hallelujah. My Jesus is alive.
All right. Praise the Lord. If we just take a moment here and pray. Dear Lord, I just thank you for this day. I thank you for all the people that come out here today, listen to your word and worship you, Lord. May we all just be glorified by what you have to put on our hearts for today and for all this week, Lord. We just pray that you just be lifted up. You just be glorified by our voices today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Small testimony first, and I recently just flew out to Colorado on Tuesday to visit with my mom, do some work for her, and I've been praying for them for a while because they don't seek God and they don't go to church or anything, you know. And I just like to be a testimony for them and to them, and due to some unfortunate circumstances. My stepdad has to quit drinking, which is actually a blessing. It's actually pretty nice, you know. God sure does work in wonderful ways. But he's going to be fine, and I think my mom will be fine too. So just a small testimony there.
Heaven be that I should gain an interest in love, how
My friend, and you are my brother.
desire today.
Worship you, Father.
Just give him praise.
You worship.
Just give him praise.
We worship you, Lord.
Give him the glory he deserves.
Resting on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Arise and fears dismay, though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, thy faith on heaven's stable land, a higher plane than I have. Song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I've found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher place.
Lord, we just want to worship you today.
You're not worthy.
Lord, because you are worthy of that worship. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. There is none like you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, King of kings, Lord of lords. The Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Hallelujah.